Stephanie, David, Robin, Bren and Brian from Toadhole Cottage at Howe Hill welcome you to Britain's magical waterland. You'll find plenty of ideas here for things to do and places to go in the Broads. And wherever you are, you'll be aware of the water. With six rivers and over 60 broads and other areas of water, it's never far away, and you'll find it's very much part of life here. People will talk about the tide, the seasonally changing bird life associated with the water, and which boats they've seen out and about. Bridges, ferries, moorings and pumps are all very much working parts of the landscape. The Broads were formed in medieval times when peat was dug out to use as fuel. The first written evidence of this dates back to the 12th century. Over the centuries, water levels rose, the peat diggings became flooded, and by the 14th century they were abandoned. Shallow lakes or broad areas of water were formed. There are also areas of fen, reed and sedge beds, wet woodland known as carr, and grazing marshes. You'll find examples of all these at Howe Hill. Here at Toadhole Cottage, the visitor centre for Howe Hill National Nature Reserve, we've received the Best Family Attraction Award from NorfolkBroads.org for the last 2 years. Whether you want to know about the wildlife, the history, the architecture, or where to go for a memorable meal, or how to stay safe when afloat, we'll do our best to enlighten you. Between us, we have qualifications in medieval history and medieval English, fine art, mathematics, spatial design and archaeology. And our interests include bird watching, photography, salsa dancing, boating and singing with Broad's Vocal Harmony. So you might find the conversation taking a few unexpected turns. Visitors often ask us to recommend other places to visit, and sometimes even to suggest whole itineraries. So here are some of our personal favourites. Howe Hill is naturally always top of the list. Ranworth, visit Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Nature Reserve and Floating Visitor Centre and take a boat trip on Ranworth Broad. See Ranworth Church's extraordinary rood screen and illuminated antiphony, a 15th century songbook, and climb the church tower. Horsey, visit the wind pump, another tower worth climbing. You might even see some of the cranes which breed nearby. And Horsey Mere, both in the care of the National Trust. Walk to the coast for the chance of seeing seals. Carlton Marshes is a lovely Suffolk Wildlife Trust nature reserve. Gelderston, a real backwater, but in a good way. Paddle a hired canoe up the River Ant, beyond the limit of navigation for motorboats, to the North Walsham and Dillam Canal, where you're likely to find dragonflies, kingfishers and a delightful tranquility. Stalham, visit the Museum of the Broads for displays about the history of the Broads and trips on the Falcon steam launch. Hickling has another Wildlife Trust nature reserve with walks, boat trips and a birdwatching tower amongst the trees. Visit the recently restored Stub Mill and watch marsh harriers at the raptor roost. Barton Boardwalk. Take this easy access path through Alder Carr Woodland to a viewpoint over Barton Broad. It's the only way to see the Broad without being on a boat. The Wherry Lines. The journey really is part of the holiday on these two routes, with pretty stations along the way, with walks starting from them. New this year, Broads Tourism has a loyalty scheme with lots of great prizes on offer to help you enjoy the Broads even more. Apart from Toadhole Cottage, the Broads Authority also has visitor centres at Hoverton and Whitlingham, each with its own boat trip, and yacht stations at Great Yarmouth and Norwich, and staff are also on hand at Reedham Quay. Do call in and see us.